on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life. I'll be living a life.
Ray-Bans and catamarans.
Hey, Sharpfader, who's what's going on? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Tata Rampedi. I got my co-host, Shelebo Rampedi. My brother, how are you?
I am great, guys. But if you guys are watching this on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe. If you're listening to this on a streaming platform, give us the 5 stars. We are trying to elevate to a high level of community, and we can only do that if your guys help. So please, please, please do those things.
Yeah, if you guys are new to the podcast, we basically read really relatable tweets on social media, Twitter, and obviously Threads and Instagram, and we basically make them into a conversation, right? The people telling us their stories, and we read them, we unpack them, we speak about our stories. So basically, if you're new to the podcast, this is a relatable podcast where you guys get to basically hear other people's problems.
Yeah, literally.
To keep it a buck. On today's episode, we've got a couple of tweets which we're going to be going through, which are a couple of replies. The first one says, tell us one time where karma was a bitch to you. The second one says, what's the wildest thing you've done at a festival? The third one was, what's the most unorthodox way someone has called you ugly? Sikobo. Not good looking. But if you guys do not know, guys, this podcast, I feel like my tongue has a twister today. This podcast is in partnership with the Richfield. If you guys have not registered to study this year, you guys can still do it. South Africa's leading IT and business institution. And let me tell you why. They're doing so many great things. First of all, they're incorporating AI into their learning, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you can get your degree and certifications from relative institutions like IBM. And Lebo, tell them about the online platform.
And guys, listen, like besides, before we get into the online platform, the qualifications that exist on an array of fields. For example, mm-hmm. there's technology, marketing, accounting, supply chains, economics, which is something I actually studied, as you guys know, and human resources. And of course, you guys have no excuse. The online platform is data free. One more. It's data free. So you have no excuse. It is free from contact and distance learning, so they can actually be hosted to the lecture slides, master videos, study guides, as well as research material for specific subjects.
For free. So apply now at richfield.ac.za.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into the podcast. Bro, how was your week, bro? I feel like you've had a hectic week. You basically completed a month at work, man.
Yeah, so I've been working for a month now.
Yeah.
Love the company, great company, great environment, very competitive, very, you know, let's be the A team, you know. I won't speak about what company I work for, obviously. It's just protection for both sides. But great company so far. I've been placed at project and etc. And like I need to go help a client, which is really exciting for me. Very scary at the same time, but I aim to be the best. The rest will follow. What about you? Oh, yeah. But this weekend as a whole was exhausting. About you?
Bro, the week has been good. Like, I'm tapping into styling content. So on my Instagram, Tata Rampedi, you guys will see, like, I'm trying out new fits. I've started like a new styling journey. So this month, I'm basically going to be experimenting with new types of clothing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying new jeans. I'm going to be trying new pants, new shirts, tighter clothes, looser clothes, just to basically find my style in my like adult fit. Cause I'm like, 26 right now.
Damn.
So I'm trying to like find my style.
Oh, you're 27 this year. I'm 25.
Yeah, but I'm 26 right now. Okay. Right. I'm 26 now. Are we speaking about the future?
I was just saying, like, you're 27.
I'm 26 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I'm trying to find my style, bro. I'm trying to also be very versatile in my style. So I want people to see me like semi-formal, jiggy jiggy boom is formal, jiggy jiggy boom is streetwear, jiggy jiggy boom is like
having range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be like, yo, diverse with the drip. And yeah, man, that's the plan right now. Also, I'm really trying to like get a really cool sponsorship with a specific brand. So if you guys can just engage with my styling content, if you like it, engage with it. If you don't like it, just go to anything else I do, because I feel like we do everything on social media.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the week, man.
But besides that, Bafana, I need to know. Oh, that's the wrong one.
I got the wrong one. They're playing tonight, actually.
That's what I wanted to say. So we sometimes do this. We did this with the Springboks. We're going to guess, because this video will be out when Bafana either lose or win.
Yeah.
So me and Tata are going to guess now. Do you think Bafana will lose or win?
Okay.
We did this with the Springboks as well.
Yeah, and I said they were going to lose.
And you said they're going to lose, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Bafana is... Bro, they're South African men. Like, they're going to disappoint. It's in their DNA, bro. Like, South African men will lead you there. You'll be like, yo, it's working out. Wow, this is so nice. Then they show you their true color. So I feel like, based off history, Bafana has put us in this position before. They give us a teeny little bit of hope, then they switch up on us. So
yeah.
I would love for them to win. I think that'll bring us closer as a country for a couple of weeks.
And also like beautiful. Reflect on hard work and
hard work and change and strategy. But I don't have my hopes up. But I would love to see Bafana Bafana versus Nigeria in the semifinals.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I feel like Twitter's gonna go crazy that day.
Yeah.
Like it's gonna be an experience.
I think they've pushed a lot of effort. Percy's been, you know, pushing them, the coach has been pushing them as well.
Yeah.
But I'd be a liar to the audience if I said I think they're gonna win tonight.
Yeah.
I hope they do win, same as Tato. But, you know, I think that's the mutual feeling of what's going on in South Africa. It's the thing of, like, we know they're playing, but no one is saying, oh, yeah, when we beat them, when we... No. We hope. We can only hope. Yeah. We can only hope, yeah.
That must be so demotivating as, like, a team that like, you just
keep watching content and you're like, Tato Rampedi's like, nah, you're not going to win. Yeah. Sad, but I hope they win, though. Like, I know that they feel like they're the underdog already in this thing. I mean, they posted a thing saying... we're waiting for your sorries. Apologies.
They said that.
Something like that. It's like, oh, something like that.
That's good.
Yeah, which shows that they have the thing of like, we know what it's going to take. We'll try. Yeah, but trying is better than nothing, I think.
Yeah, no. Also, bro, in Big Brother, came on Liema. Did you see that? So Liema's like a housemate in Big Brother, right? Because I'm watching Big Brother. And she basically like got really heated during the show. And bro, she like spat on some guy. And she's there aggro. Yeah, no. Move away. I will hit you. And then she spits on the guy's beard. But the guy had to like wipe it off with his beard.
Yeah.
Hand up his beard. And then afterwards she gets even more heated up and then she punches somebody.
So did she get evicted?
So now everyone is saying like, yo, you guys evicted the other guy because he was talking about like allegedly. Yeah,
he was insinuating he wanted to put people in harm's way.
Yeah, put people in harm's way. So they're like, Big Brother, like you have to treat her with the same.
Edmund, like
Like you must be just as strict with her. And then like I think to this day she still hasn't been evicted, so like, we're waiting to see like what's going on. But I feel like Big Brother and the producers are keeping her on because they're seeing people speak about on social media.
Yeah,
so they're like, okay, cool, let's keep it going, don't take it out just yet, keep them talking. That I feel like,
yeah, but that's no reason to put people in harm's way. Like obviously Vela, bro, someone can provide people. Like at least let her know that she's, because I think the one guy got like 2 strikes, she must also get a couple of strikes just so she can know that she can't continue with the behavior. Because
you don't think she should be evicted?
No, I think she should be evicted.
Yeah, because imagine
she if put her, someone in harm's way
and she hit someone.
Yeah, she assaulted someone.
Yeah. I feel like
it's a topic, eh?
It's a topic, but it's hard on the TL, bro. It's really hard. But on the note, do you want to go into the first couple of tweets?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's do it. What moment in your life made you realize, turns out rock bottom has a basement? Do you want to start us off?
Being in university.
Oh, I was about to literally say the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Being in university.
Like, I feel like university triggered us.
Like high school, you go back to your family after school.
Yeah.
University, you go back to yourself. It's you against the institution. And keep in mind, some institutions provide you support and care. I think majority do, etc. But majority of university, it's you versus the academic. And the academia. And that is just a fact. Like, university will teach you how far your soul can drop, which is very scary.
It's very scary.
That's very
like,
scary.
I'll even speak about this. I've never spoken about this before. Like,
yeah.
I remember in my third year, I was like just so overwhelmed and I failed something, but I had been failing like, you know, in first and second year. I literally went home. I was so overwhelmed with failing, right? I was so scared to tell my parents that I literally like got into my car. I sent you guys all the videos saying that like,
that you're not coming back.
I'm not coming back. Like I can't do this
anymore.
I'll make a plan. Like I'm going to stop my life. I was basically saying I'll start my life somewhere else.
Yeah, he was running, like basically insinuating he's going to move across the city.
Like I was literally like,
The Rampedis are like, yeah.
Very dramatic.
We have a story.
Like I literally was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. School is too much for me. I'm tired of disappointing you guys. You guys want me to become this engineer and I just can't do it. And I really want to do it, but I can't. So I'm unfortunately going to have to just step away.
Do you understand what that reflects? That doesn't reflect that you have given up on your life as a whole. It reflects of how much of failure in other people's like other people's eyes towards you affects you, that you would rather move cities. It's
running away.
Yeah, so that also reflects, you know, us as a family to be like, you know what, we should have given you the care and support that you felt like you could be, you know, a failure, but still within a safe space of like, you will bounce back.
Yeah.
So now the problem is of a lot of black kids is that we fail at school and we go home and we're reminded of their failure. Not reminded of what we can do next, but reminded of the failure, you know?
Yeah, and we're not taught how to process.
Yeah, you're not, no one is taught how to, because you're expected as a black child to obviously like constantly succeed. Yeah. Which is expected. I think I expect the same thing from my children when they grow up.
100%.
But in reality, that's not the truth. A good parenting requires adaptability. Mm. And it requires adaptability to, you know, you going through such a phase of saying, okay, cool, failure, but then still being taken care of.
Yeah, 100%. You feel what I'm saying? Dude. Yeah, dude. Like, I remember in the moment, all I wished was that, like, all I was scared about was my parents' response.
Literally.
I was not worried about, like, the penalties of failing. Yeah. I wasn't worried about like losing my degree. I wasn't worried about like failing. I was more worried about like, yo, what's my dad gonna say?
Yeah.
What's my mom gonna say? Like, I'm meant to be this firstborn child who's leading my siblings. Now I'm failing my position as the firstborn. Now I'm failing like my dad as like someone that loves education. Like, I'm meant to be this engineer, and I kept adding a year. I kept failing. Now I'm making my parents pay more. Yeah. Why are you failing? What's wrong?
It was always a stop.
Stop failing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's like, and you keep in mind, bro, like, a lot of the times, as humans, we are just reacting from something.
Yeah.
So we are professional reactors. So, for example, you fail, you're reacting to that and saying, okay, cool, this is how I feel about A, B, and C. And that's like the rock bottom part of it. But in reality, you need to touch that rock bottom to understand what your capabilities are really, where they really stand.
Yeah.
A lot of the times when people fail, they lack self-awareness and they live in the failure of saying, okay, cool, I'm no longer capable of this thing. But in reality, you are capable. You are. It just might take you a longer period of time.
Yeah, because even in my failing, like, I eventually passed. Yeah. I eventually got the degree. But I was never really given that perspective that, like, yo, with the failure, you can still do it.
Yeah.
And when the failure came, I felt like, okay, cool, like, dude, you failed, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't, you know, move on.
But then funny fact, and that's the thing of black families, it's not that they tell you, okay, cool, we're going to move on, we're going to try again. It's a thing of that just time passes, so you have to move on.
Yeah.
You have to. So it's not a thing of they say, no, don't worry, you failed, but like, you'll try again next year. It's a thing of like, time passes and it's like, okay, cool, next year, let's try again.
But I think,
I don't know if that makes sense, what I'm saying.
No, but I also feel like we're being unfair, because I remember like, in both of like us failing, like, our parents, my dad will tell me about how he felt in life.
Yes, true.
So we are being a little bit difficult and unfair. Like, we're making it seem like they were.
But we're talking about the overall. Because now we're speaking about like when the child, I think relatively now, they do have more of an understanding of failure, an understanding of how to discuss it, etc.
Yeah.
But initial reactions from majority of black parents will be such. But it's not a thing of failing. Like, you're not failing as a parent when you do that. You, like I said, you want the best.
But I'm thinking about like, the position of being a parent, right?
Yeah.
When you're, because I'm thinking about it, when I failed like the third time, fourth time, that's when my dad told me the story of like, yo, when I was in university, I was at a year, this thing happened. I was like, you know, politically involved and whatever. What happens if you told me the story in the beginning? That might have like
changed everything.
No, it might have also been negative. Because now for me, failing is okay.
Yeah.
So as a parent, when do you decide to tell your kids that failing is okay? When are you stern and when are you firm?
Like, someone said this to me in the office the other day, there's no such thing as a perfect parent. It's only the parent who is able to understand and assess the situation. So a lot of parents, what happens is that, and this goes into the importance of the child's development.
Yeah.
A lot of parents are involved and care about a child's development, but it might be categorical. So it might say education and let's say like the most important thing, like I have a child and I want to do projects in Mbappe. So then the category that's most important to me is sports.
Yeah.
So I will neglect the entirety of the other categories that I have to parent as well. So for example, you saying, okay, cool, you're failing. And the category that goes into mine is, okay, academia. He's not allowed to fail. It's wrong to fail.
Yeah.
But now you've neglected personality and saying, no, dude, it's okay to fail. So as a parent, you should be able to assess which categories need upliftment and which categories don't.
Yeah,
I feel it takes time to learn though.
Yeah, I feel like it's not black and white.
It's not.
Because like, I hear what you're saying 100%, but like, I'm trying to really put myself like as in a parent. Because like, a way, you know, like for your kid's future, you must obviously, you have your different categories, but then there's like levels of importance.
Yeah.
So the academia is like probably the highest level because academia deciphers the rest of their
life. The rest of the thing, yeah.
So now obviously your parents will try and make sure that you have the best thing done. Yeah. So that what you're set up for the rest of your life.
Mm.
And when it comes to personality, they know that, because nothing is like, I'll stand by it, bro. If they said like failing was okay in the beginning, failing might have been okay. It could have been positive or negative. You get me? So I'm just there,
based on what you, who you are now. And you know, sorry, before I say this actually, you know, another thing that we also very undermine as children is that parents are also experiencing this for the first time with you.
Yeah,
so it's the first time they see their child fail.
That's what I'm also saying, like, dude, like, guys, stop having kids when you're not ready, hey? Like, like, I feel like I love our generation now because a lot of my friends are, like, very slow to having kids.
Yeah.
Because we know that, like, yo, we're not ready. Like, we've seen what we went through as, like, children with our parents. And we're just there, like, yo, actually can't rush this thing because I don't. Do I even know myself? Similar. Yeah, I'm gonna be the same.
Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, yeah. Let's go to the first one. When I got fired and then got into a car accident and then got a concussion. Yes, yes.
Oh no. So the bad things happening back to back. Has that ever happened to you,
dude? Like all the time.
All that. What is up, dude? You even question faith. Like I know for a fact I'll be having like for example the other day. I woke up late, so I had to get to work. I arrived late to work. I arrived as the meeting started, God bless. The next thing that happens, I lost the flat. The next thing that happened was that I took the wrong turn, and then I heard my car like inside like a pothole.
Yeah.
Right? And at the end of that day, I said to myself, oh my goodness. I'm sorry, I'm very religious. But I said, so people that aren't religious, it's okay. You please continue listening to the story. You put it in your own context. But I put the thing, I said, oh my gosh, like, my Lord and Savior right now, like he's against me. Like right now he's against me. Like what? I swear to you, I was like, yo, I'm being attacked by the demons and this man's not protecting me. But in reality, dude.
Come on.
God gives you like 7 days of the week. You have one bad day or all of a sudden your week is bad.
Also like, dude, I feel like when a bad thing happens, you start focusing.
On the bad. Yeah.
So that you see your day. I'm sure that's happened like many times, but then you're so happy that like,
yeah,
to keep going. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, got to work late. Oh, I'm late. But it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Finishes. But not because it was like, you had a really bad negative start. You're just focusing on the bad the whole day. Which is such an important point. Like,
yeah, this is looking at interesting competition. Yeah.
Because like in life, like when you focus on the negative consistently, that's all you will see.
That's all you'll be. That's as
all
well.
You'll be as well.
Yeah.
And like when you focus on the positive,
we've seen it a thousand times. Something bad happens in our group. You get the different reactions. The one, let's say we add groove, something bad like a hubbly falls.
Yeah.
You get the reaction of, oh no, the night is over. Then you get the problem solvers who are like, oh, the hubbly broke, we can just get another one. Then you get the people that are like, dude, what the, they stay angry in the top. That's exactly the same as life.
Yeah.
Your perspective on what is your day actually happening now is very important.
Real.
What do you do? Like maybe that's the second point of we should be getting into, like
in the negative.
Yeah, like what do you do? You've had the bad day, that guy just car crash, everything. What do you do? You've had a car crash once.
Yeah.
That day you were bleak.
Yeah.
Completely bleak.
Yeah.
What do you do to get yourself out of that?
I basically like tell, like you see, if something negative happens and it involves other people. It's obviously like, for example, with the car crash, I had to tell my dad.
Yeah.
Right? So I tell my dad, I tell him how I'm feeling. I communicate to everyone around me about the thing. Now it's out. So basically, I'm not alone. Mm. After that, I'm like, okay, cool. In my 20-something years of living, like what happened to me last year that was bad? I try to think of like what happened to me last year that was bad. Mm. Then I can't remember. Then I'm like, so I focus on this because this is going to become the past.
Sure.
Then from there, I move on and I try to focus on the day.
It's so scary how like with age, man. The bad times that were in your earlier adolescence seem so overwhelming, but now seem like such a small problem.
But you know what's crazy? As much as the things in the past seem so small now, they are the same level of feeling because that's all
that's
you need.
That's what you had, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for example.
Like for school, for example.
Yeah, and now like it's like, dude, that was such a short period of my life. I should have just shied what I could do.
It just develops. Like, for example, you're scared of going to primary school. And then you get scared of going to getting a job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm scared of like, yo, do I have enough education? Let me go back and do my honors.
Sorry for guys for being so, what is it? We are being very psychological now on the podcast. Yeah.
That's good.
No, but you know what I'm picturing? I can picture you like, yeah, welcome guys. It's a tweet. We're doing a podcast where we tweet and, you know, laugh and have fun. This is the guy now in the car. Like, yeah, like we focus on our failures. He's just there like...
Still like how I'm fit. I came here to laugh. Nah, but it's relatable chat, which is always nice.
Yeah.
When I got sent a video of her taking it with a new man, yo, that would destroy me. Like, it's one thing to find out that your partner has been cheating on you, but it's another thing to see it happening. It's another thing to see it on your phone and you're able to replay the moment.
But the thing is that, like...
That is just crazy for me.
Like, I know this sounds very insensitive, but how many megabytes was it when you downloaded it? I think that would affect me the most. Because imagine you at 30 megabytes and it's just downloading on the WhatsApp.
Oh.
And you're just coming like, oh, yo, it's 10 minutes, like 10 megabytes left.
You imagine they send you a video of your girl taking it and it's like 45 minutes.
It's 30 megabytes. 40 megabytes.
Boy, 4K.
Mm. What would you do?
I'd probably like fall to my knees. Yo. Then I'd like speak to God and say, God, please help me just get over this moment right now. Like, I really need to just move on. I don't want to feel this pain.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I'm going to feel the pain. So I'd literally, like, beg for the whole relationship to be wiped out of my mind. Because I don't like dealing with heartbreak.
I think I just swipe down and just block the number and then swipe down, block my hand's number.
Yeah, of course. Those ones are normal. But
like that's like, but that's the first thing I do. Then I just like, then I feel and then I move on.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd feel, dude, like you'd never trust a woman again.
Yeah, that's fine. But
you're going to become,
time,
you're going to be like, I've got friends who've been cheated on, yeah? And I see how insecure they are within like their
relationships,
talking stages even. It's like, oh, no. But let me not talk on that too much, yo. When I signed up to find a sugar daddy, real. When I signed up to find a sugar daddy, God, the jobs are not coming in. You're applying. Nothing is coming in at work. Your parents have cut you off. Rent is overdue.
But who men are human resources? But who?
HR. Nah, like, I feel like just go to Cape Town and just go.
Ask, why do ask, women...
ask the woman where to go.
Yo, like, we're going to be so psychological. I'm so scared. Like, may I?
Yeah,
like, I think I needed permission before Dada's like,
no.
By the way, guys, we do this thing where we take notes like in between the cuts, which we're reaching on. Like, it's like, hey, don't do this, say this, don't do this. But where do you think this thing derived from? The whole sugar daddy mentality.
I don't know.
I think we could speak about it for an hour, but like, in summary, where do you think it derived from?
Imagine you are just existing.
Yeah.
Then there's some lady who thinks you're attractive. And they're like, yo, here's 500 rand. Then it becomes 2,000 rand. Then it becomes, oh, I got you a new pair of shoes. Would you refrain from that relationship?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. So no. That's literally what happens. Like, women are put in situations where they're around men who find them attractive and then they get certain things because the guys are trying to provide.
So
now you get used to that. You get used to receiving things for free.
Yeah.
Receiving things, you know, for just existing.
Yeah.
So now I don't blame women for wanting to get that because it sounds like a lot of comfort.
It does. And to a certain point, it's like...
That's where it derives from, in my opinion.
I think men, like, that. We always put the accountability on women, which is where I realized how I phrased the question now. I put a lot of the accountability on the woman. But it's also the guys thing. Because guys are the ones saying, okay, cool, here's a girl. I know she might not like me, but I could provide her for a lifestyle that would evidently make her fall in love with me.
Yeah. I'm gonna give her comfort.
Or rely on me, which would obviously bring a certain level of like toxicity as well. Because when someone relies on you, it comes with its negative cons.
But I feel like, bro, I feel like in society, obviously men have always been the leaders and the ones that are making the most amount of money just due to like history, right? So I feel like if men were put in the same position where they could have sugar mamas, which exist, they would do it.
They would do it.
It's just that
let's check. Aiden, would you do it? Aiden said yes, everybody. Like, I'm joking, he said no.
Like, Not like a sugar mama, Aiden. Let's say like a girl that's like even younger than you.
She's
or
like,
maybe even like
yo, real. So he said, I don't like when women spend money on them. It makes me feel like I owe them. That's so true.
Question to everyone listening.
What?
Question to everyone listening.
Boom! I feel the same. Do you feel the same? I feel the same. Like if a girl spends like money on a date, I'm like, yo, that means I must buy like desserts or like one day I must take her out. Like I feel like I need to cash that thing back in.
I don't feel like that. I just feel like, you know, I feel like every time my girlfriend spends money,
yeah,
I feel like I'm inconveniencing her in the future.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
You're inconveniencing her in the future. That's what he's saying.
Because she's
Yeah, like she said. Oh, so he says, sorry, he doesn't have a mic, so I have to repeat what he says. So he says that they'll spin back and be like, nah, I remember when I did this, this, and this for you. So
not that, bro. I hear that. 100%.
But you all feel like you are inconveniencing her because you know that if your hand shares like the certain amount, it's going to affect her.
Yeah, like
whereas you know it'll affect you, but not as to the same extent.
It might even be the same, but I'm willing to take it instead of
that's what we say. That's what he's saying. He's saying, why are men so okay with feeling that way, of taking that hit? Of like it's expensive. But when women do, we're like, oh, like we can't let her do that. It's like it's not gonna feel nice. Maybe it's because we know how it feels like to do it on a
maybe we're like considerate.
Oh yes, that's another good word. You're just considerate, man. Yeah. I'm gonna take that. I like that. I like that perspective. I'm gonna keep that one.
When my ex broke up with me, I was heartbroken, and then my mom passed less than a week later. In other words, I tripped on the stairs.
Say that again.
When my ex broke up with me, I was heartbroken. Then when my mom passed less than a week later, in other words, I tripped on them stairs. All things like this, I tripped on them stairs.
Oh, like she had a bad time.
Yeah.
Like she. Oh, that she tripped on the stairs on the way to the basement. Sorry, guys.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. I needed that clarity. Oh. Yeah. I think a lot of people were like, what?
I was also like, what?
Yeah. That's very sad. That's I think sad, death, yeah. the permanentness of death is so overwhelming.
Yeah.
No. It is so overwhelming.
Not real. When my sneaky link asked me to take a picture to show his costume off to his friends, then used it as his profile picture on Tinder after saying we should delete our dating apps. Yo.
Hamba went ahead of marketing.
Can I catch them all?
Hey, this guy made his hand head of marketing.
Bro. Tell us one time where karma was a beep to you.
Oh, I really messed with this one girl. And like after her, like after we broke up,
yeah,
bad things just kept happening to me. And I was completely convinced, that was karma. Like, I truly am a believer of karma. Sometimes when I'm at the robot, right, and that guy comes and he's winking on the window and I see that like 10 rand is right there. In my soul, I'm like, yo, I need this 10 rand.
Yeah.
But I just open the window and give it to him because I really believe what you give is what you get.
Yeah.
And I watched once a movie where Jesus was a hobo, basically, in this guy's life. Oh. And then he never helped him and then became Jesus at the end. So I said, nah, from now on, I always
help. I remember that movie, Jesus asked for like 5 rand.
Like 5 rand or something.
Like five pennies.
Like he had it. Mm. I think they showed him having it. And then he didn't give it to him. And from there, I said,
that was
to myself,
a good movie.
That was a great movie, yeah. It's a life lesson.
I just can't remember it.
It's a life lesson. You should treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
So you should always try to be good. Not on the conditions of going to heaven or hell, etc. Yeah. But just on the condition of trying to be good.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I have.
You've never seen a cop, for example.
I think I believe in karma. I don't believe things happen to me because I did bad.
I can't speak to you. David!
Yeah, okay, but real, I won't lie to you. Like
what so I just said, sorry.
Like post breakup, when you break up with someone.
Yeah.
Like, I believe their ancestors are angry.
And then they ruin
you. Because like, obviously, like, you've upset their child.
Yeah.
And I think my friend told me about this thing, like, when you hurt someone, the ancestors get upset at you, and then, yeah, like, they get karma.
Keep in mind, guys, like, whenever you get broken up with, you're on the other side, you're on the progression thing. So something bad happens, so karma will reward you.
Yeah.
So what happens is that, like, you'll start gymming, you get a better body, you have a better life. All of a sudden, you're blowing up. You guys know that glow up after a breakup. Yo!
It's beautiful.
It's that, bro, I've broken up with a lot of girls. They weren't my type, like a lot from before.
Oh, yeah, but when they...
But after the breakup, they peak. Yo!
They peak.
Rah.
Anyway, I think you've said this before. I was like, I don't relate.
Really? You've not? Oh, yeah, I don't think you would. I don't think you would. I think your ex's glow-ups are very silent. Like, they're very silent in the background.
Yeah.
I don't even think you get to see.
Okay. She cheated on me and then got crippling ringworm. Nah, this guy gave her
a ringworm.
Yeah, he gave her something. This is going to sound fake, but deadass. I stole my teammate's girl from him back in 2013. He told me he hopes I get hit by a car. I got hit by 3 that year. Yo. Oh, I hope you get hit by a car. Imagine as it's happening. I'd be like, yo, I'm probably going to check the memory. I'll probably hear, I hope you get hit by a car.
Dude, you got hit by 3 cars in the same
also
year.
Also, he must look left and right. Aye. Oh, fit.
Yo, that ref money must be so long.
I cussed up my friend's basketball team immediately after there was thunder and lightning outside. I got a nosebleed that dripped into my food. So much blood, I almost choked on it, and I broke a glass while I tried to grab a tissue. I then went to the group chat and apologized.
I think some of you are cursed. Let's stop acting like this is just karma. Some of you are cursed.
Some of
you have cursed, and you're just realizing now.
And you're clumsy.
Yeah, you are clumsy and cursed. So maybe say a prayer or two, because now I'm realizing this is not karma.
Yeah, this is just how you are. She cheated on her man with me. We're together for 2.5 years. She then cheated with someone else, and then my best friend.
What about you? Is there anything that you wished upon someone? You were like, no, I wish this happens to them, and it did.
No.
It can even be in a good sense. Like, you're like, I wish this person would. Never. I'm trying to think of me. Oh, yes. I won't say who.
I remember the other one.
I was like, this girl heard me, and I was like, yo, I wish she could get cheated on after this so she can see how good I am.
Yeah.
And she didn't get cheated on.
Yeah.
And I was going to tell her.
That's crazy. I remember with me, like, when I was younger, when we lived in Polokwane, I think I was probably like, but guys, I was very young. I was probably like 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
There was a kid who like had a funny walk.
Yeah.
Like a bracket.
Like, describe it.
Like a bracket.
What's a bracket?
A bracket. Like, when you walk with like, bro.
Oh, it's like this.
Yeah. No, no, the other way.
Oh, it's like this. This. The one that goes like this.
Bro.
Oh, by your thighs. It has like a hold.
Like soccer players.
Yeah, sure.
And I used to like laugh at this person. I was like, yo, ha ha ha, yo, this one person looks funny. Boy, I kid you not, like after 5 years, I got like
knocked knees.
Yeah. So I believe that's karma. And I remember laughing and saying like, yo, I hope like this doesn't happen to me. Like I felt bad for laughing. I was like, what happens if this happens to my kids? Leave my kids. It happened to me.
Nah, God forbid. I made fun of you last episode for the kiss kiss. So please, God.
Yeah, he's going to give your firstborn kiss kiss. He's going to give your firstborn.
But what the? Say I take it back.
I hope your firstborn gets a crazy kiss kiss.
Oh, I hope your firstborn has a big forehead and no hairline.
why you hoping?
Nah, I hope, God. I'm telling you. Why?
At least he'll look like his uncle.
It's not nice for you to go Shibuya, man.
I'm dead. I put bleach all over my mom's iMac. Whoa. That I used to play
video games. What's an iMac?
Like a laptop.
Oh, okay.
That I used to play video games in an attempt to get a new gaming PC. But instead, my parents refused to buy me a PC until I was 18. I was 14 at the time. Nah, that's actually so evil, bro. Like, you're a bad child.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Is that not an extreme punishment?
No, it's not. Humphrey, do you think you can like break things to get new things?
But for 4 years?
Yeah, no ways.
4 years?
I wouldn't. Imagine. Boy, you know how it is to make money as a parent?
4 years?
Yeah, no. Go play outside.
4 years?
Go make friends outside. Start gymnastics. Rah,
yo, I thought I was strict, yo. 4 years?
Bro.
Yo, no ways.
I told my ex I hope she gets hit by a bus, stepped into the road, and got hit by a bus immediately. Some of you guys are lying.
Yeah.
What's the most unorthodox way someone has called you ugly?
Your personality seems great.
Shit, I remember this happened to me during like a game.
Yeah, yeah, actually. Your personality.
They were like, yo, who do you think is fly here? Who do you think is good looking?
Like, you guys' personalities are great, but... That actually happened to us once. So I think we were in a room and we like... Someone asked the question, who do you think is like one of the most attractive guys in the room? And she's like, none of you.
Oh, yeah, she was lying. I was there.
She said none of
you. She was lying. And then you were like, Harm Fitz. Like, look, I think it was me, you, and like, Quentin. You were like, Harm Fitz.
Like, you know, a lot of, like, that day I was, like, kind of handsome. Like, yeah. I was very handsome. Tato was very on point. Quentin was on point.
Yeah.
So we asked, like, I think it was Quentin.
Who was that girl? Quentin was like,
I don't remember. I know who it is.
Oh.
I'll say the name, David Zulpilpe.
Yeah, she's crazy.
So we're in the room, and yes, we might be wrong. But she said, nah, like, none of you are my type. And obviously, people ask like random stupid questions, yeah. Like all friends in the room. So it's like very harmless. So that's why she felt the need to be like, nah, like I don't find any of you attractive. Aware. That's what I've told myself. Because there's no way you don't find me, Junto, or Tato attractive. We're like all three different on the spectrum.
And Sia was there too.
Oh, come on. None of us.
I remember with me, I was watching a Smash Your Pass.
Yeah.
And they were going through YouTubers, I was one of them, right? So the boy, like, they go to like Khunze, like, yeah, Smash, he's so good looking. They go to like another guy.
Yeah,
Smash, he's good looking. And then they come to me. His content is so good. His content is so clean. Like, he seems like a good boyfriend. Like, he seems like a good boyfriend online. I'm listening. I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe they, you know, they're describing me. They're getting there.
So
yeah, his content is good, but yeah, you know, yeah.
No, my question is...
I'm so heartbroken, bro.
My question is, what do you think that says about you? Like, do you take it to heart and you say, nah, maybe I'm not the flyest guy I think I am? Or is it a thing of you're like, ah, nah, dude, I'm tweaking. Let me wait, chill.
No, it's like, I know that I'm not like, an extremely handsome, like, I'm not your traditional, like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't appeal to a lot of people, but I'm definitely not unattractive.
Say, that's how I feel.
Like, I'm not attractive.
Sharp, I know I'm not like, you know.
Like, for example, like, Khunze is a traditionally like attractive man.
Yeah, Khunze is attractive. He has a sleeve tattoo.
Every woman can say Khunze is attractive.
Yeah, they'll be like, yay.
They can say. They can say that they're not attracted to him.
Yeah.
But they can see that he's handsome.
Yeah.
With us, I feel like some hands can be like, okay, like,
Because keep in mind, we get good reviews. Some hands will be like, you guys are like, attractive. Yeah,
some hands think that we're like, I'm thinking I'm gorgeous.
Yeah, you're like,
and we keep saying, gorgeous. You guys should look the same, obviously.
So that's why we keep saying, yeah. But like some hands are like, you guys are like, okay. Like for example, my best female friend is convinced me and Tato are not like beautiful.
What?
Yeah, she's like, you guys are like, okay. But she's not like handsome.
What?
Like, she's so convinced that we're just okay. Like, I swear to you. She says that like, we're cute, but we're not like handsome. And that hurt a lot because I was just like, what the hell do you like my...
What would you give yourself out of 10?
I like to call myself medium rare. So some medium people eat it. No, some people eat medium rare, some people don't. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Hunter is like, probably like, well done. Which means that if they fuck up the steak, you still eat. Yeah, really. Me is like medium rare. Some people don't want. They're like, no, what the hell is this? Cook it more. That's how I describe myself. So I don't like giving a number. I like giving that analogy. I'm medium rare. So a lot of people eat me, but not like not everyone will eat me. What about you? What would you say?
Crazy.
Hey, man, I'm not rare. Because rare is a very like. A quiet
we're just talking like based off of looks, nah?
Yeah, just
I'll give myself like a 6.
That's pretty low. I'll give you a 7.
I have a theory though. I have a theory that, and like, people are going to probably laugh at me. I have a theory that, like, especially because of Twitter, people say, people say I look like a stud, right? Like a lesbian girl.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm convinced most girls that are attracted to me are bisexual. Because I give them best of both worlds. You get me?
Oh.
Because it's like. Because I'm pretty and handsome at the same time.
No, dude, you're being ridiculous.
So it's like a big theory of mine. Because I kid you not,
ridiculous.
All the girls that find me like extremely like attractive are bisexual.
You're being
boy, level. Ridiculous. All of the girls that like look at me like yo, they also hook up with girls. All of them. And the girls that have like my other exes that aren't like bisexual said I was like you have a good heart.
Would you say you're more feminine than...
No. Tall nigga, broad shoulders. No, come on.
I don't know. For me...
I have feminine features.
For me, like, every girl that ever's, like, wanted me, I had to convince them. That's how I know I'm not handsome. I'm being real. I thought we were opening up. You opened up first. I'm like, I'll tell you my theory. I had to convince them to like me.
That you hear you out.
Yeah, that's
hear me you. Out. Hear me out. Give me a chance.
This happens all the time. Like, for example, I'll follow
I'm sure when you fast, like, you'll just give me like a 14-day like trial. Trust.
No. Like obviously, like, let's say I follow a girl. She won't follow me back.
Yeah.
Right. But obviously, I find her attractive. Like, she won't follow me back. She probably think I'm a lame nigga. The moment she meets me and we sit down and have a conversation for like 10 seconds, she then finds me attractive.
Oh, so you're like
I need to sell.
So you're a personality hire.
Yeah, I'm a personality hire. I need to sell. Like, it's not this. I know I'm this sorry. Is not enough.
I'm sorry for
I need to sell. And like, some girls find me attractive, obviously. Yeah. But those are the girls I don't find attractive.
I wonder, like, I'd love to put like people that are traditionally attractive on the podcast and see what they say about this
like the flyest person we know. Who's the flyest person we know? We'll think about it.
Yeah.
What a topic, eh? I can't believe you just loved it because I told you I had to convince people to like, but I do. I'm being honest. Aiden, what about you? Do you think that you're a pretty boy? Like, you think that your looks itself just sell you?
Mind you, he's brushing his waves. He's brushing his waves and he's smiling. He's smiling.
Because you're a pretty handsome gent.
Yeah, but I don't feel like.
Yeah, you agree you're a handsome gent? Yeah, like, you don't feel like. So Aiden's a handsome young man.
Yeah, Aiden could finish
He's there. He's a handsome young lad,
Aiden
you know what I'm saying?
Aiden can finish there.
So, you know, maybe he's telling us, no, I don't rely too much. Us, we rely heavily on personality.
But you know what I've seen? They're like, a lot of attractive guys have no game.
Yeah.
Because that girls just gravitate towards them.
100%.
I'm not saying you don't have game, but like, I'm talking about like...
Khunze is a great example.
But Khunze does have personality because he has experience.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I think Khunze has game, but like... I definitely think my game is times 10 of what Khunze is. Vice versa, I think your game is times 8 of what Khunze is.
Yeah.
And that says a lot.
So you think you have more game than me?
100%, yeah.
I think you're more, but okay, but then how do you, yeah, but you finish, yeah.
No.
I'm going to say, do you close your deals? You close them.
I close every deal I've ever started. I give my, every girl that I've ever like, every girl that I've ever been like, oh yeah, nah, like I've engaged with them.
Yeah.
I must like some girls are like, oh nah, like, oh, this girl's fly. I've engaged with the people that I'm like, oh, no, this girl's fly. Like, I know I've personally met them or, like, you know, some. Do you get what I don't know if that makes sense. But, like, again, sorry. I don't think I'm attracted to the point of where I'm like, my looks speak for themselves.
Okay, let's talk about this. Like, for you, when you're, like, now courting, when you're looking for a girl, are you looking at her personality? Are you looking at her looks? And, like, how attractive must a girl be for you?
So, it depends on the space.
Do you also get convinced?
It depends on the space.
They said I look like a pit bull chewing a wasp.
Is that unconventional?
A pit bull chewing a wasp. How does someone imagine how a pit bull chewing a wasp looks like?
Are you?
That's mean.
That is rude.
That's rude as
well. That's so rude.
That is not like, that's not how it should be. Dude, I feel like the podcast.
Sporty man!
I feel like the podcast without headphones feels like a proper, like a more real conversation.
Yeah, you do. You do have like, I can hear you though. I'll do the sound.
Davies, if you can find like a video of a pit bull chowing a wasp, I'll give you so much. Like,
that's
I'll,
impossible.
Lebo will pay for this editing.
Say less.
Times three.
Keep going.
They said I had a banging body, but that it looked like I'd been hit in the face by a shovel. Oh.
Do you remember when people used to use that phrase?
Butterface, though.
Yeah, butterface. Butter on the face.
So if you guys don't know, like in high school, this was like a big thing. Everyone would be like, yeah, no, she's the one. Ish, but she's got like a butterface. So I was like, the first time I was like, oh, what's a butterface? It's like, now everything bangs, but her face.
So they came the saying butterface. Butterface.
Crazy, yo. Remember the word abid?
No.
I used to get called an abid in...
What's that?
It's equivalent to the K word.
What? Yeah. Why'd you just say that so calmly?
Because it's like high school era.
Yo, that's crazy. What?
Crazy, man.
That's racist.
Yeah. The people in high school were racist F. In swim class, a girl said that I had the body, just not the face. Yeah.
Just not
the face. Oh, you're 50% Danish. That explains why you're only half good looking. Yeah. Ah, that's... Cool. I wouldn't piss on you if you're a fire. I didn't even think about that. Nah, it's just, that's like a dead joke.
I wouldn't piss on you even if you were a fire. Oh,
man. Getting hit with the cliche, at least you have a fun personality.
Yeah, oh. I think that's like the number one. But this all goes to go to say, how do you reject people? And I think we can play a small game now where Tato will basically reject me. And we'll see, how do you reject people? You ready?
Let's do
it. All right. So I'm going to be the female audience. Yeah. Okay, cool. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up?
How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're too friendly, Tato. I'm good. When do you start singing with your words? Reject me.
Oh, it's like,
reject me.
Oh. Okay.
Come on, you're watching this. Hey, what's good? He's singing to me. What do men sing when they flirt? Okay. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good. You
nice? That's good. Yeah. Do you know where the toilet is?
The bathroom. I think it's like
that. You're gonna help her? I'm
gonna say reject.
Hey, you seen this guy?
But you're not flirting, you're being nice.
Oh my days! Oh my, that's how women flirt. They nice people, they become nice. Okay,
let me try again.
Hey, you seen this guy?
And I've seen these things on TikTok. Let me try again.
Okay, good. Hey. Okay.
Hello.
How are you? That's better. You're cooking it now. Huh? Yeah, that's good. Don't ask me how I am. I'm well as yourself. I'm so sorry. I'm on my last R2 and I need to get home and they don't have a taxi money. Would you be willing to just take me home or just taking me or just even directing me anywhere to like where I can go? Please. Please help me, please.
Okay, it's fine. Yeah, I've got like 10
minutes. Lawana.
I'm 50. Come on, that person is in a dire situation.
This guy, I swear to you, boy. You just say no.
Okay, let's try you.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, hey.
060. I'm just joking. Okay. Go.
Yeah, your level, ne?
Except, yeah, it was good. How are you?
Level and 50.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, dude. I'm like, you're just like, yeah, I don't know. You just like really,
I'm sorry, I have to go. My girlfriend's calling me. I have to go. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
But I think it's like serious with her because I've been like crushing on you.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's not that it's serious. She's going to kill you. It's going to kill me.
I mean, I'd die for you.
Shop. Thank you for that.
I don't rush.
No, you've rushed. Have a good day. You see, cat, close.
Cap.
Telling you.
Yeah, you would have been like,
come on.
Hey, so now you're a survivor, Miss. You're a survivor. Hey, you can survive
two girls,
death.
Two girls on me. I should have Hunger Games.
What's your best mom or dad joke?
Knock, knock. Oh, no, no. What type of shoes do ninjas wear?
Huh?
What type of shoes do ninjas wear?
Ninjas?
Yeah.
I don't know, like cloth?
No, sneakers. Sneak
ninjas are like these.
You got it, David. There you go.
That's a banger. Give me another one. Yeah, okay, you have many. Did you make that up now? No.
Okay. What do you call a guy that climbs up a tree randomly?
I don't know, like a hiker, a tree hugger.
I don't know, but he looks like a nut. Do you get it? Like, he looks like a nut.
So you just have jokes chicken in the back of your head?
I don't know. There's a couple, there's a couple like stored.
That's that crazy. Your mama's so fat.
Haibo, 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 haibo. Oh, I've got a lot of your mama jokes.
Okay. Give you one.
Your mama's so fat, when she wears a yellow raincoat and it's raining, she looks like a taxi cab. Yeah.
I've heard that.
Your mama's so fat, they run around her. Because, what is it called? They run around her for marathons.
I heard,
your mama's so poor, they rob her to practice for the real thing.
I remember the one is like, your mama's so fat, when she opens the front door, she's leaving out the back door. You remember that? That's what I remember. Hey, we used to shout them in high school.
Yeah, we used to shout.
Primary. Your mama's so fat. Your mother's so fat that because... Mm-hmm. Crazy.
I know a couple. I'm trying to think of them. But go ahead.
Your mama's so fat and your dad's so skinny. They look like the numbers 10 stand next to each other. A man walks into the bar. Ouch. A little later, two men walk into the same bar. One of them must have seen it.
What? I'm trying to think.
You're so tall, you have to crawl into your car. Come on, guys. What?
That's horrible.
You guys are not swinging. You got two dads and you call one of them mom.
Say your mom looks like a dad.
Your mom is so old, she breastfeeds powder milk. Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Your mom is so old, she breastfeeds milk.
Yeah.
It was on
White Chicks.
White Chicks.
Yeah, great movie. Were there two White Chicks movies, Tazo? Someone said this to me the other day. There's only one, right? Aiden, there's only one.
Your mama's so ugly. Yeah, there's only one. Yeah, the movie. Your mama's so ugly, she threw a boomerang and refused to come back. Oh, these are such like throwbacks.
Yeah, like people used to say this and like everyone goes like, yo!
Your mama's like a sum up card reader. Everyone's tapped that.
Remember this one guy said to me once when I think we were in high school. He was like, your mama's so dark, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't have good thoughts. I guess she's dark-minded.
That's crazy.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, it's so bad. Yo.
What's a hill you're willing to die on?
There's no such thing as a perfect partner. There's only people that can adapt towards you, how you want to be loved.
What's a hill you're willing to die on?
That's the hill. Like, that's my opinion.
Or your partner.
Is that not the thing? Is that not what that thing means?
No, bro. It's like, what are you willing to, like, keep doing no matter what?
Oh.
What did you say? There's no perfect partner.
You know what I'm talking about, Aiden? When people say, like, what's the hill you want to die on? It means an opinion that you keep that even if people would want to kill you, you're still going to keep it.
Oh. Okay, maybe. Sorry. Maybe you're right. Then.
Yeah, that's a hill that I want to die on. Like, I think the people... think that there's someone out there that's perfect for you that doesn't exist.
Oh yeah, there's no soulmates.
There's no soulmates. It's just it's tolerance an illusion.
Levels. We'll have different tolerance
yeah,
levels.
Yeah, so just go find someone who meets your tolerance level and then go do that and go cook. But if it's an activity that I will never stop doing, it is grooving. I think I'm going to groove until I die. I think I thought about it that sometime. I was like, nah, dude, you're going to stop going to the club one day. And I said to myself, yeah, I'm going to stop. But it'll just be different versions of the club I go to, but for different audiences. So now I'll go to a mature club and a more mature club and a more mature. Like, I want to be 60 in a lounge wearing a suit, sipping on a whiskey and just chilling. It's like a jazz round in the back. That will be my new groove, but I'll never stop going
out. But where are your kids in that moment?
They're grown up, but that's I'm a grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a man that isn't my man, but is my man than be in a relationship. Yo, I get that.
I'd rather have a man that's not my man than me and my man.
I'd rather have a man that isn't my man, that is my man, than to be in a relationship. So rather you have like a talking stage.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And sorry. Then like, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I was so slow there. Yo.
I get that, bro. So I basically, like, I'd rather have a nigga who you know you can rely on, but he's obviously he's around.
Let's just be honest. That phase of the relationship slaps. That phase where she's
until
not your girlfriend.
Someone catches feelings.
Oh, boy. But like, hey, we are grateful. We are grateful to build with people's children.
If you speak good news into the air before it's happened, it can get snatched from you. That is
I don't believe
truth.
In that one. Oh, I believe in this one. You shouldn't sweep at night.
Sweep?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. My roommate used to do it. When I did it, he screamed. So that's how I know I never sleep at night now.
I'm not getting a very like spiritual roommate, no?
Yeah, he was very spiritual, but he used to say that people don't sweep at night. You don't sweep at night. And he used to be like say action, I'll show you how he said it. Like sweep.
Action.
Hey! We don't sweep at night. And I was just there like, yo, that means it's deep. Whatever I'm doing, yeah.
It's offending him. Your co-workers are not your friends. No comment. Let's move on. There should be a total weight allowance on planes spread across the person and the luggage. Heavy people should get less luggage allowance as a result. This guy is just fatphobic. Nick Corsa. He's tired of seeing... This guy's tired of...
That makes so much sense. It makes sense. Why do we all have the same amount of weight for the luggage? Brother, if you're weighing 100 and something kgs, surely your suitcase should weigh less and my suitcase can weigh more. I hear that. Aiden, it makes sense. That is a revolutionary thing. But imagine making people stand on scales at Oatambo.
Nope.
Now you have to gym for when you have a vacation.
They put your hand in row two.
Babe, don't forget, nah. You're less than 60, nah? You're less than 60, don't forget, nah? Yo.
But you're in row 10, you're in row 1.
What? Oh, a hill that I'm willing to die on. Definitely one. Is, I don't know when, I don't know how.
Yeah.
But after a certain amount of period of time of dating a hun, she should take you out. Yes. At least once.
Yes.
I don't know when, because a lot of people are going to come, no, after 1 week, no.
No.
I don't know when.
Even in the beginning, like during the coaching
phase.
Yes,
talking stage. I don't know how.
She should be swinging also.
She should take you on one date. Where you don't pay for anything.
Yes.
You just arrive.
Yo, anything is crazy.
Okay, maybe you buy it for ice cream, but the main.
I'm crazy because it won't happen.
Nah, but I'm saying the main, yeah, it won't, but like. She should. At some point, you can be dating for 4 years, but at some point, she must take
bro,
you out.
Bro, you know how Hans take you out? Like, for example, you take a girl on a date. Bro, you'll Uber her to you or you'll fetch her.
I don't agree with what I was about to say.
Starter, main meal, dessert. Second location, third location, maybe back to my place, getting snacks at the garage. Spent a thou, 1.2, maybe even 800 rand, right? Cool. Now she goes, I want to take you on a date. Boy, all of a sudden, she is budget friendly, boy. She's taking you to the movies on a Wednesday because it's half price. She's saying, can you please get the small? Like, she's asking, like, yo, boy.
You're so real.
Yeah. And then from there, it's like, yeah, I think we should all cut a check. You're totally
being so real.
And then from there, it's like, she behaves like she gave you the world, bro.
She's like, did you have fun? Did you have fun? You had fun, eh?
Yeah.
I told me, like, yeah, we just got to movies.
Bro.
But did you have fun? This is her, the checkpoint, taking out a coupon, 30% off for this movie.
Like women will literally give you, like, will pay or contribute to something once
and make
and remind you about the thing for 4 months. But remember last time I got you, neh? Last time that was 2 years ago. In type of saying, that's 2 years ago.
Literally, bro. Like I fully understand what Tata's saying, and I think I fully agree. But yeah, guys, maybe you guys will let us know what's the woman reply in the comment section. What?
Defend yourself. Like,
defend yourself.
We saw you guys on TikTok. We posted like a snippet of the podcast.
Yeah.
Basically, you're saying that, like, friendly hands. Did you see how the hands were fighting in the comment section?
Yeah, they're like me.
Like,
also,
we can't do anything right now. I'm just saying, like, oh, Veg, you guys have been sitting Dota Mask. Now we speak for the first time. We're presenting members for the first time.
Actually, you guys feel so attacked. That was probably the first time in the podcast we said, like, what we not.
It's the,
like,
first time men in society address women and complain. And they felt so attacked. So last time we asked you guys to recommend some content creators for the week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have not checked these people out, but I'm going to read as many of them as I can.
Okay.
I think us as a community, as Seated With, let's go check out these people. They're saying we should check out Poppy Sibaya. So shout out to Poppy Sibaya. I've never heard of her or him. Probably maybe I've seen them. And you guys genuinely did not recommend anybody else. Yeah, that's all you guys recommended. So because you guys didn't recommend that many people, I definitely say in this episode, please do recommend. Maybe because we put this thing at the end, we should be saying in the beginning, you know. But yeah, that's the only person that's been recommended. So shout out to Poppy Sibaya. We're seeing a whole bunch of ASM comments down below. Guys, comment ASM again if you guys make it this far. Love you guys so much. This is a great episode. It's just a long week for us, guys. We're trying to be consistent. So if we're a bit flat here and there, we apologize.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we hope it's a relatable conversation. This is nice.
And I hope you guys enjoyed taking your favorite seat of the week, where you get to just take a second back from real life and have a laugh and a relatable moment with your favorite two brothers, Level and Tata Rampidi.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Guys, next week.
So thank you guys for watching. See you guys next week. Let's get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ravens and catamarans. Maybe give me a life. We'll be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.